morning. Hello, is this a lifestyle call?
Good morning, yes it is. I guess it didn't start yet.
Nope. Where are you from?
Where does it sound like I'm from?
The Northeast.
And you're in the right area.
Are you real close to the ocean?
Always. I'm from Delaware, but I lived in New York. I've lived in Philadelphia. I've lived in New Jersey. And now I'm in Delaware.
Oh, awesome.
Where are you?
You're fairly close to the water.
Yeah, where are you from? In Delaware we call it the beach. In New Jersey we go down to the shore.
Right.
That's how we can tell if you're from here or you're from there.
So I am about 180 miles from the nearest ocean. That being
okay.
The Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And I'm about 2 hours away from the Mexican border.
Oh, so you're out in the Texas or California?
I'm in Texas.
Okay.
And I'm in New Braunfels, Texas.
Oh, I've heard of that. That's where Bryant Folkestone Close used to be there, I think. I'm not sure.
That's who I am, and that's where I am.
Oh, you're Folkestone Close?
Yep, I'm Dennis, and I'm the one that takes the calls each week.
Oh, Dennis, Bryant. This is Maddie Dash.
Maddie?
Hey, we could play that game. Wait, on TV. Guess who it is? Oh, that's funny.
Life is good.
Very, very.
Well, this is Dottie from the Northeast also. Do you want to guess where I'm from?
Hey, Dennis, before you answer that, everybody says Dottie sounds like me, and I sound like her, but when she talks, can you tell the difference?
I can tell the difference.
Yes.
I know, it is so funny, isn't it?
It is, because you're from Massachusetts. I said Boston. Right away, I would have said Boston, Mass.
But it's Boston. Not Boston.
Where are you?
Boston.
Okay.
Yeah. It's in between Boston and New Hampshire, so I guess we're, like, right in the middle of the two places.
That's where they take the garbage out.
Who's your sponsor, Dottie?
Maddie, do you happen to know what CQ10 is and why would you take it?
Yeah, I thought it was really important, but I don't know what it is. I have taken that over the years.
Uh-huh.
Dottie, let me ask you, who's your sponsor?
My sponsor, I have some sponsors that are not, my direct sponsor isn't really that involved with anything, but my upline Royal Diamond is Dave Stokas, Vance Rogers.
No, before Dave, who's above you? Was Martha Clark Gerwitz your sponsor?
No.
There was not the United Nations.
Yeah, the person that's
Ryan.
Me.
What about Ryan Diarrata? They were your.
No.
Come down. No. Okay.
No, they're not in my line, no.
Okay.
No. Oh, it goes to, Dave LaPrice.
Oh, is my neighbor here, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello to him. That is funny. Yeah, Dave LaPrice, and then it's Dave Stokas, and then it's Stephen B, I think, and then Vance.
Well, actually, they're cousins because I go directly to Dave.
They're really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're related.
Yeah, we're related.
Ladies.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Daddy.
We're finding out we're all cousins.
Yeah,
we're all cousins. And Mary Lou and I found that we were raised alike, so we're cousins too.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Daddy, then you're pretty close to the top of the line, then.
Yeah, you would think, right? I am. I'm only being funny, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are. Yeah, I think I have, I think 3 Royal Diamonds above me. But my line isn't, it kind of stops with me, I think, because it's not a success. But it's going to get better.
Since we're discussing where
I've got 10 years, I have hope, believe me. It's got to get better. It can't get worse, right?
Since we're discussing where everyone's from. Can anyone tell where I'm from?
United States?
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
And your voice is very familiar.
It is, huh?
Uh-huh. Is that like Canada? Okay,
no,
who is this?
I'm from Delaware.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Actually, I'm Maddie's husband, Jim.
Oh, gosh. Don't tell him what I've been saying on the phone now. Gosh. No wonder you were getting such a kick out of that. Did you know he was going to be on the call, Maddie?
He's always on the call, but he has never once, I let him, you know, go at his own rate, his own speed. He has never once said anything, but he's been on a lot.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome. Good to know you're here, Jim. All right. Great. Okay, so Maddie and Jim are from Delaware. Dottie's from Massachusetts.
Hey, get it right.
This is Mary Lou from Washington State. Got that one right, too. All right, who else is here this morning?
Tim and Lila Rowe, Michigan.
Okay, that was who and Lila?
Clem.
Okay, Clem and was it Lila?
Yes, L-Y-L-A, Lila.
Okay, from Michigan.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, thank you. Good morning. I heard a lot of beeps. We've got a lot of people here this morning. Good morning. Good morning. Do you want to tell us who you are and where you're from? That would be wonderful.
Victoria from California.
Good morning, Way from California.
Good morning, Mary Jane from Oregon.
I'm Mary Jane from Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Veronica from Toronto.
Veronica from Toronto. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Onita, Kansas.
Hi, Onita from Kansas. Great to hear your voice.
Glad to be back on. I've been out going for the last couple of weeks and haven't gotten on. So.
Okay, well, you must be doing taxes.
No.
Oh, no?
Doing church things.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Okay, well, welcome. Glad to hear you back. Last time I heard you, boy, you were talking with Monty, and you're getting great results, and you just sounded so excited, so welcome. Okay, does anybody else want to speak up and tell us who you are and where you're from? Okay, then I'm going to go on with the opening statements. You've called into the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and the purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Dr. Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikan Incorporated. The China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are a guest. We only ask that if you find this helpful and see benefit in anything you learn, please pass this call number on and the time to others. Thank you for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. It still boggles my mind. 880 million participants in that. So, good morning, everybody. Welcome, and thank you so much for speaking up. Monty's not going to be here this morning. He had an early appointment, and then Shar called, and she also had an early appointment. So this is Mary Lou Reardon. I'm from Washington State, and I'm going to kind of lead it, but you guys are going to do the call today because you're such an awesome group. Let me see. What was it Monty asked us to do on Friday? Something about labels? What did he ask us to do?
Yeah, read labels on different food products.
Okay.
I have one kind of lengthy one. I think we went over this a couple weeks ago about the Boca meatless burgers.
Yes.
says on the big, colorful front cover, it's got low fat, no cholesterol, high protein, net carbs, 3 grams. Shows a beautiful hamburger with onions and stuff. Then it says it's original veggie. It's the South Beach diet recommended, and soy protein burgers. Then you start looking around for the ingredients. The whole box is very colorful, red, with lots of veggies and stuff showing on it. But when you get to the ingredient, which is well hidden, everything else is in big, colorful print. But the ingredients is on the end of the end flap, the very smallest print there. It lists about 18 different things, the first one being water. Then it all goes downhill from there. It looks like a clean lab. There's every kind of chemical in here that you can name, I think. And the only thing I see in there that even looks like it might be nutritious is probably yeast extract. The rest of it is just plain chemicals. But it's just what Monty was saying. You know, don't just judge the book by its cover or the box by its front label. You've got to read the ingredients.
Okay, and then...
That was scary.
Yeah, Clem, boy, you did a good job. And you know what, when you say yeast extract, now, let me go back a minute. When I sent that thing out that said common things that you're going to find MSG in, where it's not called MSG, wasn't yeast one of them, guys? Because I thought, it just blew my mind that was on there. Anybody print off that list? Because I'll never find it. Okay. Good job, because you know what? A lot of us run out there and we grab those things. You know, they've got such enticing things on the front label. And so we run out and we grab those and think we're doing really, really healthy. And like you said, it sounds like there's a chemical lab in that little box, huh?
How much of sodium in there?
A couple different sodium. What is a D-sodium?
No. How many grams of milligrams of sodium does it say on the label?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't read that. Didn't read that part.
Where it lists how much carbs, protein, and fat, it usually says how much sodium is there.
Maybe just. Do you have the label there?
I had to go get the box.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Nancy, I'll tell you. This is Maddie. I was in my last call. I told you I'd gotten from the restaurant at Lady's Tuesdays. No. What is it, Jim? Tuesdays?
Ruby Tuesdays.
Right. We had gotten the ingredients from them, and we had gotten it from another restaurant, which is our favorite restaurant. We call it the nursing home because it seems like people 75 and over go there, and the price is perfect for us. But the at the nursing home, the ingredients was like his, all chemicals. There was not one vegetable in there. Mm-hmm. And Jim, you thought it tasted better than the others, didn't you?
Well, that's why I was it was suspect, just because of that. I'm not saying that the other didn't taste good, but I just didn't see any vegetables in it, so I'm suspect.
We get used to that taste.
Right.
This thing tasted okay. I mean, we ate a couple of them. We're not going to eat any more of them. But somebody asked about the sodium, and this one, that Boca Burger, was 390.
And how many calories per one?
100.
Whoa. What was it, 100? 100 to 390. And that video that we watched online, it said if the sodium is higher than the number of calories, it's too much. That's one thing that stayed with me on that one. So this is four times as much.
Four times as much, yeah.
Wow.
This burger was so bad that I said to Maddie at that point that we probably would have been better off eating a steak. I mean, it was just that bad.
Mm. Oh, my word. Well, it's very interesting, and I've got to give you two credit for asking for the label off of the package for those veggie burgers. That is super, and I'm going to do it from now on.
Hi, this is Wade. You know, burgers take a lot of time, but you know what? I think, you know, if you want to invest in your health, just invest in a little time and cook it, because you can make it and bake it and actually freeze it, and, you know, you have that there available, because once you make the same batch, it doesn't matter if you make for 8, 10, or funny people because the same amount of time you're going to be putting in it. So that's what I do at the end of the book. I made myself some vegetarian sausage the other day and stuff. And, you know, those things you can do advanced. And they last a long time, too, in your freezer as well in your fridge. So
what is that that you're making? I'm sorry, wasn't you supposed to send that down, I think, last week?
That's what I was going to ask. Are we getting that recipe, Wade?
I just have you guys email, because when Shaw sent it down, I don't see any email, so that's the thing. So I sent to Shaw, and then I just expect her to filter it down since you have everyone else's email address. So
maybe she has a lot of emails. Why don't you send it to me, and I'll send it down. I've got most of the people on the call on my email list.
Oh, okay, and then if you send it to me, give everyone email on there, of course, just for my information, so then I have their email. Okay, I'll have a pen and paper, and I'm ready to write.
Rairdens, R-A-I-R.
R-A-I-A.
R. No, R-A-I-R.
Uh-huh.
D like dog, O, N like Nancy.
Uh-huh.
S like Sam.
Yes.
At Comcast.net.
Okay.
I sent one out, and I don't know how easy it is to make, but I do know that Jeannie said she made them and said they were delicious. I haven't made it yet, and I'm trying to remember. Jeannie, you're not on, are you? I know Jeannie's made several.
I'm listening in, Mary Lou.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi.
Do you remember, I know you've made some veggie burgers as well, the long way.
Yeah, the one that you had sent was the, I think it was pecan mushroom burger.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Okay, I've just found four of them here. I got a pecan mushroom burger, a Mediterranean veggie burger, chickpea burger, and Southwest pumpkin burger, and I haven't made any of them. I don't know why, but I've just not felt like I needed a burger. But, you know, now, Southwest pumpkin burger. Huh, that sounds like a good one to try this time of year.
I like the pecan burger.
Pardon me?
That was interesting. I like the pecan burger.
The pecan one?
Yeah, the pecan burger.
Pecan? Yeah.
Pecan.
Okay, I will send that one out again.
Okay, could you send them all? Yeah. All four?
Sure.
Well, actually, it'll be five by the time Wade sends hers over.
Right. Okay.
Mary Lou.
Yes.
This is like, we also had asked to be put on Char's list and hadn't heard anything yet. So could we get on your list and get that recipe too?
Sure. Who is this?
Lila Rose. I'll email you my address and ask you to put me on.
Great. Just put lifestyle in the subject line and I'll add you to the email list. Great. You know, the worst thing that will happen, you guys, is you'll get these twice, so you'll just have to delete them, okay?
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what my thinking.
Yeah.
Better twice than not at all. So, okay. All right, anybody else read a label?
Yeah, this is Mary Jane.
Uh-huh.
And I've got at Freddy's. I got a couple of garden burgers, and after you were talking about that, I thought, well, I'm going to go out because I had just emptied them, and they seem to be okay. They've got, they do have salt in them. They don't say how much, but it's way down at the bottom of the list, and it does have cheese in it. The one that I got, the sun-dried tomato basil, does have cheese in it.
Oh, real cheese, like C-A-S-E-I-N?
It says cultured, it says pasteurized onions, mozzarella cheese, and then in parentheses, milk cultures, salt, enzymes. And then it's got non-fat milk. It does have some things that we don't want to eat in it. And it has salt, but it has no chemicals that I could see, except like garlic, basil, vegetable gum, salt, tomato powder, canola oil. That's the base, sun-dried basil, and then there's a portobello mushroom, and that again, there's it doesn't look like there's a lot of the chemicals in it at all. There's some citric acid, corn oil, soy flour, natural smoked liver, molasses, butter oils, sapphire oil, and caramel color.
Well, if you could take the dairy out of there, it'd probably be a good choice. But by gum, I am more afraid of dairy than the beef right now after reading the China study. So.
Yeah, and looking at this, I hadn't caught the milk, but the cheese. But they don't have the chemicals. What I was looking for was a lot of chemicals, and nothing was listed.
No chemicals were listed, but now isn't it good to take a closer look at that label?
I know.
My goodness. We can, and they say, you know, Mary Jane, they think at our age we can't learn anything new. That's a bunch of baloney, isn't it?
That's for sure.
Isn't it interesting? I'm sitting here thinking, especially after watching Dr. Oz last week, that the companies who are making these products are more interested in making them taste good than putting any nutrition in them.
And he also says
that's what people look for.
Well, of course.
You know, the uninformed people look for taste.
Well, we all were uninformed at one time.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing that stuck in my mind is that the shelf life, all the ingredients that keeps them on the shelf for a month without changing shape or style so that they taste like they're fresh, you know.
These were frozen, so.
Yeah. There was just something on the news about Twinkies that you can keep them for 20 years.
Use them as an eraser, I think they used to do.
I did that years ago, put one on the shelf or a couple on the shelf, and they still were soft when they had about a quarter of an inch of dust on them.
Wow.
Well, Mary Lou.
Yes.
We were talking about the Vitamix, and I went into the J.C. Penney to get fool you and bring you in for $19, something else I wanted. I went in there, and I got a Jack O'Lane food processor, got mixed up because I was looking for a juicer, and I bought the food processor, and now I don't have the juicer, and I'm thinking that this processor that I got that was on sale is like the Vitamix?
Yeah.
So I haven't tried it yet, but it looks like a heavy machine, and since I don't like the kitchen too much anyhow, it probably will do me just as well as a Vitamix, I'm thinking.
Yes, because it does all of it. It juices as well as. You know.
Oh, it does. Oh, it says that, and it says something I could use for hot and cold, and the soup looks so good on the package, that's why I got that, and said my husband's as well. The juicer was sitting there, too. And, in fact, I brought them both up to the counter, but the juicer was not on sale. And I guess you can do them both. I'm not sure. Are you telling me that you do the juicing with your Vitamixer?
The
Vitamixer. I can hear you. What did she say? I didn't hear her.
We're having trouble hearing you, Wade. Are you walking?
No, that was Lila, I think.
Oh, okay. Lila, were you saying?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, that Lila. We've got another Lila. Another Lila from Washington. Hi, Lila.
Hi.
How do you spell your Lila?
L-Y-L-A.
L-Y-L-A.
And that's my dad, Lyle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of Lila's.
I think that's the first time I've
heard
another
of us
felt my way. That I know.
Lila, the
one that's with Clem.
Yeah,
are you saying that you use the your Vitamix to make a juice out of it?
And we put in the fresh fruit, and we're using, like they recommend with us, putting the whole apple in.
Right.
And peaches and things like that, and... Mm-hmm. It's juiced when it's mixed in there, you know.
Do you put the seeds for the apple in, too? The whole apple, including the core?
The core, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the only thing mine is just to take out, if you have a large pit like a peach, you should take that out so it doesn't ruin the blades, I guess.
I always thought apple seeds was what they used to make digitalis. But they say, no, put them in there and grind them up.
Foxglove.
Wasn't there something people went to Mexico for, a natural chemotherapy that you couldn't get up here? Was it apple seeds or something like that?
It was apricot, I think.
Apricot.
Yes, apricot.
Laetrol.
That's right. The seed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it came out of the center of the seed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The apple core and seed is also very good fiber.
Yes.
Now, whose voice was that?
That was Veronica from Toronto.
Hi, Veronica. Okay, now, how much was your machine there? Was that Dottie?
It was on sale. It was $149.
And it was called a Jack LaLanne one, huh?
Jack LaLanne, Jim, you're downstairs in the kitchen.
It's a Jack LaLanne Health Master 100.
And it's a metal container?
It's a metal. The base is metal.
And what about the...
I see what you're saying. You mean the actual...
I think that the thing is plastic, isn't it?
I believe it. Well, I can't see that from here.
It's
so.
Sitting...
It must have been Maddie. I thought it was Dottie. I guess it was Maddie, because Jim's speaking up, so...
Oh. Well, that's where you can tell now the difference.
But you're getting confused too, Mary Lou. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I get the two of them confused all the time.
Well, we get mixed up with Ruth Williams. You get who mixed up with Ruth Williams?
Me. Nancy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have to listen very closely.
Oh, my
see which one it, what they say, which one
they
it is.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
But remember, Ben said something about the speed of the Vitamix is so much faster than anything else that's out there.
You know, I am getting ready to sponsor a young man, and hopefully, and he gets his Vitamixes for $360. And originally, I was going to hold off to see if he could get, you know, this is favorable to him. He owns some juicing stores, little juicers that you get in the mall. So I was going to ask him if he could get one for me.
He's talking. Okay. I don't know. They are the upper 300s. I know that's what I... And that's what
well, he says he uses 15 of them per year per store.
Wow. My goodness. Yeah, you will find that usually is the one that they're using at these juicing places. And it was interesting because, I don't know if it's true or not, but somebody told me that way, way back, I think it was the guy that sold me mine, way, way back when Jack LaLanne was, you know, the only guy in the world juicing, that's what he was using, was a Vitamix. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're not certainly selling Vitamixes. I know.
He's made a knockoff under his name now.
Yeah, it could be for and about a third of a half of price or better. So, yeah, well, Maddie, we're going to be anxious to hear how you like that little machine and does it go real fast so you can make soup right in it.
Yeah, I think you probably can, Mary Lou, because that's what's on the outside of the pictures look so beautiful.
Wow.
And things like that they showed.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the vitamin, it goes so fast that it heats it up. You start with warm water for that. And, it's good to use the Pymag water, of course. And within a few minutes, it's like a couple minutes of the, I think it was four. And that was what sold us. A nurse was standing next to me as we were watching the demonstration, and she said, oh, I know I should be eating this, she said, but my time is so limited. She says, I'm getting this machine because I can make soup within a couple minutes coming home from work tired and using all her vegetables, you know. And so they make very nutritious soups within a short time.
There you go, Maddie.
Thank you.
I eat
fast, quick, in a hurry.
I'm with you. I like it.
Thank you.
I'm with you. I like it quick too. I think it comes because I'm the oldest of seven kids. I did so much cooking in my early years.
That's why you and I are sisters. I'm the oldest of five. I don't have any brothers and sisters. I'm the mother. We discussed that one day.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody else have a label or anything, any ahas that they got this week that or this weekend?
Mary Lou, this is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie.
I did your lentil stew, and I don't know if you guys remembered, but I had company this weekend, and well, I sent an email telling them that I was going to use them as guinea pigs if that would be okay, and they all loved it. But I think the next time, but I used 4 cups of water, including, you know, besides the 2.5 cups of veggie broth. But the next time, I think I'm going to throw some corn and some green beans in it.
Now, which recipe was that?
The lentil and stew, the lentil stew.
Oh, boy, I don't know. Where'd that one come from, you guys?
I had that one, too.
You know, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou.
The lentils and rice. Yeah, it was brown rice and lentils and diced tomatoes. And it had some Italian seasonings in it, and carrots, and onions, and celery. And when I cooked, and it took about an hour to cook it all, you know, but it made a pretty good batch, good sized batch. And it was very, very tasty. I had it with whole wheat bread, you know, one of those.
Thank you, Mary Lou. It's on the rice bag.
Oh, okay.
Chopped onions, sliced celery, sliced carrots. Parsley, Italian seasoning, garlic, bay leaf.
I know Mary Lou sent it to me, but I didn't know it was on the bag. You didn't even look at the bag.
Well, the bag I have, I mean, you know, they're all different bags, but the bag I have has, and I forgot it was called a stew, but yeah, rice and lentil stew. So you were looking for lentils and had never bought them, right?
Right, yes I am, yep.
On them, good.
So they were, it was very good, very filling. We had a salad with it, and like I said, I think I'd add more vegetables to it, though, you know.
And you can add the vegetables you like.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Added more water than it was called for.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, very, very thick.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do it with a fork, that's how thick it was.
You know, Dottie, everything I make seems, I'm cooking it down too far, I gather. But, you know, I love it that way because then I put that on the tortilla, Ezekiel, that Monty's favorite brand, and I put it on there. And then they have something in a supermarket called a salsa, spicy, nothing but, they make every day at the supermarket, little tomatoes and peppers and onions. And I throw that on there, and I just eat it like a cookie. It's delicious.
With the salad,
it's
very good.
Mm-hmm. I never thought of that. That sounds good.
So did all of your water disappear, or did you leave some?
It wasn't really soupy it wasn't watery or anything. It just, I think I could put it on over something like that, because it wasn't, I didn't really make it so it was soupy.
And you can add beans to it even.
Yeah, I could add more beans to it, yeah. Yeah, because the lentils, aren't they considered beans, no?
I'm thinking like a red bean. You could add on top of it after it's cooked.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, right. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I use 16 beans.
Lentils are beans. Yeah, what fats are in. I know they're high in iron, though.
Are they? Yeah. Yeah. It was good. I've never had them, so it was
good.
And like I say, the people that I had, the husband is very overweight, and the wife is going to come on a call tomorrow. So I told her, I said, you got to go on this call and listen. You know, just listen to it, and if you want to put your input, that would be fine. But
that was your whole meal? That was your main course?
That was that was our main course.
You were brave.
I know. I was so excited. But I had, like I said, I had whole wheat, 100% whole wheat bread, like a loaf, it was kind of like a crusty bread that I got at the bakery, and it had just the whole, 100% whole wheat on it, and it didn't have any additives or preservatives or anything, and a big top salad, and I had everything in the salad, all kinds
of things. Wonder how this is eating healthy? Do they have any nutrition knowledge?
Can I tell you something? I got on the scale this morning, and I dropped 2 pounds since Friday, and I'm like, crying out loud, what the heck did I do this weekend that made me do that? So,
anyways, I'm not complaining.
Hey, who sees the way you're eating and thinks you're quote on a diet and you're eating this kind of food?
Yeah.
Wow. Jim, tell them how much you have lost.
Well, over 6 weeks, I've lost 30 pounds.
Oh my goodness! 30 pounds in 6 weeks.
I have lost 20.
Oh my word!
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to eat out more. Oh, good for you. My goodness, and you just sit there so quiet. Anybody else got great results they would like to share with us?
The man who lost the 30 pounds, how much exercising does he do?
Well, very
little. Haven't started yet.
Very little, actually. Interesting enough, I've always had a tendency to lose weight pretty quickly. But I am going on an exercise program this week. But I would say very little. I wear the Nikken cardio strides now. Is it cardio? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's about it. But I haven't done any real exercise yet.
Oh, dude, you can't say that. We joined that line dancing.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. We've had a couple of dance classes that we take in the week, during the week, and also a couple of places we go over the weekend. I've got to believe we're getting quite a bit of exercise there, so maybe that's contributed to.
You definitely are.
You know?
Exercise or dancing is one of the best exercises you can do. Yay! Good for you. I wish Larry was sitting here listening.
Well,
you know, when we used to square dance. And I mean, if you're out there line dancing, you're getting a good workout. When we used to square dance...
Oh, we're getting away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
When we were square dancing, we had a guy put one of those meter things on him. Mm-hmm. And one night, we danced 6 miles.
Oh, wow.
That's something.
So I'd be very curious, you guys. Go get one of those things. And you're doing this what? Two, three times a week?
Well, we take classes 2 times a week, and then we go out on a date 2 times a week where you can dance. So, 4 times, really.
4 times a week. Holy mackerel. And are you dancing in your cardio stride, Jim?
Oh, no.
Okay.
This is a pretty intense class, the 2 classes, and actually it's a 2-hour class with just a couple of breaks in between. It's pretty intense.
My goodness, well, good for you. Good for you. I'm going to go find a line dance class, too. You know, look at the exercise you're getting and you don't even know. Look at how much fun you're having.
And Mary Lou, you would be surprised. We went dancing Friday night. We did, for the first time, we did one of the line dances that we were taught. And everybody in there were trying to do that. They came up, they were all interested in learning, and I was going to the right, 1, 2, 3, 4, to the left, 1, 2, 3, 4. It was,
oh, well,
a lot of fun.
Here goes your business, because you'll be, next thing you know, you're going to have all those people in your Nikken business, too.
Well, I am cherry picking, seeing who are the leaders.
Yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is this country western line dancing?
Well, we do have the scoot jumping. What is that, Jim? The scoot, whatever that is.
You know,
your boot scoot, boot, icky, breaky heart, the icky,
right.
icky, yep.
You know, itchy, breaky heart, and the boot scoot and...
Jump or something.
Boogie, isn't it, or something like that?
What is it? Oh, you know these things.
And the Texas twist, and then they threw in something called the Cuban shuffle. So it's all mixed up, really.
My word, good for you. Hey, you guys, if you think that if you want to go have some fun and exercise, let's follow Jim and Maddie's lead, and let's all get out and find a dance class and.
Mm-hmm.
Make new friends, too, at the same time.
A lot of fun.
But you can see how when I was asked that question about was I doing any exercise, I totally dismissed that because I don't look at it as exercise, but after what you've mentioned, certainly it is.
It absolutely is.
Oh, great.
Great exercise. Okay, well, listen, we have gone past our half hour and way past.
And I don't know about you, but I've got a really busy day today. So I think that unless anybody's got any last-minute questions, I think we should sign off for today. And let me see. Nancy will be here tomorrow, right?
Right.
And while we were here, I did find the brown rice and lentil stew submitted by Nancy Kaufman on 9/11/07. So I do have it. Okay. Okay, so anyway, does anybody have any last-minute questions or thoughts?
The only thing I want to say, this is Maddie, is that if Nancy or Tiffany is on the line, please call me after this call, because I'm curious to see what I invited them on. And I did a three-way call with Nancy with Wei. She was very helpful yesterday. So if you're on the line and you didn't want to speak, could you call me after the call?
Me, Nancy? No. No.
Not you, no, no, you didn't do the three-way.
Isn't it your niece, Nancy? Your niece, Nancy, is it?
No, this is Nancy, actually we remarried. I married into the Dash family. She married into the Dash family.
Okay. No, I didn't ask.
Excuse me?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Was that somebody having another question?
Mary Lou, can I just ask a real quick one? This is Dottie. How much weight did Monty lose?
You know, I can't tell you that, but he should be on here tomorrow. Maybe he'll tell you. I do not know. I know.
Yeah, I knew it was over 100.
On the original lifestyle, you can go to his website and see the original lifestyle. I know he's done very well on this program as well. So,
yeah.
Okay. What is it? LifeForeverChange.com. LifeForeverChange.com. www.LifeForeverChange.com.
All one word.
Yep. And then you'll know him. You'll see him, too, if you've never met
him. Well, all right.
Okay.
All right. We have a person that has a lot of weight to lose, and I would like to have him talk to him. That would be an awesome thing. Maybe motivate him.
I would love to know Jim if he was wanting to lose a lot of weight.
Yes, I have quite a few more pounds to lose.
Yeah, you don't need to...
Particularly since Dr. Oz says the man's waistline should be no larger than I thought he said 39, 40, 41. I'm not really sure.
No, not that. I thought I heard something like 34.
I was thinking it was 35.
Yeah. I said a woman is 35.
Oh, okay. Nancy Kaufman would know because she...
I think a woman is 35 and a man is 40. I thought it was something like that.
I hope not 40 because I'm already there. I know we're getting to 35.
But he is trying to, Nancy, he is trying to lose his omentum.
That's a good thing to get rid of.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be leaving that on the dance floor.
It'll be a lot less. But he wants kind of like a lacy kind of thing. They'll always be there, but the lacier it is, the better, the healthier it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're getting that line dancing. I mean, that's got to be aerobic, and oh my gosh, that is.
Oh, we're perspiring so much in there; it's ridiculous.
I'm amazed at the camaraderie also of the people and whatnot. And that's when I said to Maddie, I said, not only are we having fun and it's healthy and we're losing weight, but we're creating unique prospects as well. So it's
absolutely. And what kind of a place did you end up finding a line dance class?
Senior center, right.
Really?
They put it in the paper. In fact, the one we go to is $3 and one is free.
Wow. Huh. Okay. There you go, you guys. Some ideas. All right, I want to thank all of our Active Study Pilot Group for your time commitment to this program, and I want to thank every single one of you that spoke up today, and I want to thank all of our guests, even if you didn't speak up, for joining us, and if you have any questions or comments, please, I would like to direct you to the person that invited you, or you can come back on tomorrow and ask your question. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and please join us again. You guys have an awesome day. You made today's call so fun. What a breeze to have to host this call, because you guys are just awesome. So have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Good call.
Thank you.
Bye.